commentator Gary Borders is knee-deep in a book project. Today he pays homage to research librarians who have his back.
In the Great Hall of the LBJ Library in Austin, a 10-story structure on the east side of the University of Texas campus, four floors of glass walls dominate. Encased in those four floors, in red file boxes with a gold presidential seal, are the papers of Lyndon Baines Johnson. LBJ, while serving as president, vice president, Senate majority leader, and congressman, pushed through more landmark legislation than any 20th century president, with the arguable exception of Franklin Roosevelt. Among those achievements, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Medicare and Medicaid, the Higher Education Act, Head Start, and much more. The Vietnam quagmire forever tarnished his legacy. Still, LBJ was one of the greatest presidents of the past century, in my view. I've made multiple visits to the LBJ Library over the past four decades. For the first time, I'm not at the library as a tourist, but to do research. I want to look inside a few of those boxes, photograph a couple hundred of the 45 million pages and 650,000 photographs contained in this library. For a research nerd, this is like going on vacation. You just can't walk in the LBJ Library and start pawing over papers. Naturally, with four floors of file boxes, a bit of advance notice is required. A series of emails between a research librarian and me ensued as I outlined what I was hunting. She provided a list of LBJ file boxes that I should request. All this finally culminated in me showing up for the interview. A research librarian made a copy of my driver's license while I filled out a couple pages of an application. He provided a rundown of the do's and don'ts. One box at a time, one file at a time. It was fine to take photos, but no flash. I've been through this drill at the Library of Congress, the National Archives in D.C., and pretty much every research repository in this state. Research librarians take seriously their charge to preserve and protect their archived material, and I'm glad they do. The reading room of the LBJ Library is on the 10th floor. That floor also contains the last public exhibit on the tour. The highlight is a 7/8 scale exact reproduction of how the Oval Office looked when he was president. When I grew weary of researching and needed a break, I'd leave the reading room and peer into that Oval Office. I had a faint hope of running into Robert Caro at the library to see how he's doing on that final volume of his massive, masterful biography of Johnson. I bought the first volume in 1982. 33 years, 3,000 pages, and three more volumes later, I wait patiently for the final installment. I fervently hope that Caro lives long enough to finish this amazing work, and that I'm still on this side of the dirt to read it. Alas, Robert Caro is not there. I've spent more than 30 years hanging out in places like this. This bad habit was launched when I wrote a master's thesis at UT by delving into files at the neighboring Briscoe Center for American History, as well as the East Texas Research Center at Stephen F. Austin State University. Since then, I've come to absolutely adore research librarians. Without exception, they are eager to help, accommodating, friendly, and intelligent. Some have gone to great lengths recently to help me, taking the time to scan documents and email them to me at no charge, so I wouldn't have to make a 6-hour round trip just for a dozen or so letters. I finished earlier than expected at the LBJ Library and left reluctantly, my brand new blue researcher ID card in hand. I will be back. I just can't help myself.
Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can catch up with him at GaryBorders.com.